David Noble, who is the Adelaide Football Club General Manager of Football. He joins us now. Nobes, how are you?
I'm well, thanks, Bix. G'day, Roy.
Nobes.
Now, a couple of appointments in the last little while. The most recent, James Podsiadli, to coach the Defenders. Tell us about that appointment.
Yeah, look, Pods has been doing a lot of mentoring, you know, behind the scenes in the last 12 months, and I think, you know, positioning himself to at least considering, you know, coaching as an option for himself. He's been working in industry now for a few years, both when he was in Geelong and over here in leadership capacity. He runs his own business in that area, and look, we just felt that his communication aspect and his football knowledge was too good for us to pass up and not consider in a coaching role.
Did you speak to many people other than James just to test the market?
Yeah, we did. There was a few in the market, but I think you know, if your succession planning's right and you've got good people within your structures, and you know, it's about, we talk about, you know, recruiting more in regards to talent than we do anything else. But certainly from a staff perspective, we've been conscious in the last few years to make sure that there is some strong succession planning coming from within. And you know, certainly James presented some information to myself and Phil this time last year in regards to coaching, and it was exceptional. So it may seem a little bit of a surprise to a few, but certainly internally with what we've seen and how he's presented against what was in the marketplace was outstanding.
You mentioned that he had another business which he runs, I think it's called the Reactivate Group. Is this going to impinge on that, or how is it, or did you have to convince him to move away from that to coach full time?
No, it was more just a capacity to talk with him honestly and openly in regards to time commitment that's required. And he, you know, has a strong passion in a number of areas, this being one, and the new business being another one. And certainly he wanted to make sure that everything was positioned to allow himself to commit the time and the resource, as you know, Vic, well and truly, that you need to commit both emotionally and from a time perspective and family. And the impact that he needs to have, or the allocated time that he needs to have to commit to that. And so, yeah, it was just a matter of allowing him a bit of time just to work through and get that model correct.
A great appointment, a quality man, will be an absolute diamond. I'm just, we'll get an answer on it. How did it take so long to make the appointment? He's been under your nose for over a year.
Yeah, so it's just that allocation of time, Rowie, just to make sure that he could position things in a manner that allowed us to move forward with the structure that we wanted. So there was a lot of discussion around whether or not, you know, he was always going to stay involved in some capacity.
Yeah.
So that was never an issue. It was just that there was a lot of investment that he'd made intellectually and emotionally in the other side of his business. And it was just a time frame for us to allow him to manoeuvre it to get to a point where it was going to be work for both parties.
Yeah, and look, we can understand that, and it must have happened quick, because we spoke with Jay Pod before he went to America, and then we caught him the day he got back, and he said to us, look, not on radar, look, I'll have a role there, it'll be a part-time, I'm looking forward to my business. So to convince him, and I don't think that's the right word either, he is the right man, he'll be a diamond, and look, you got him, you had to give him the respect, and we're so glad you have. Good work.
Absolutely.
Hey, Don Pike, has he settled in?
He has. I don't know that his feet's quite touched the ground just yet, but yeah, look, he's been having a number of interviews with players that have been around that have dropped into Save Bay and introduced themselves. And the last probably week, Pikey's been involved in some strategic meetings with our coaches. We've got them all back on board now, and they've spent quite a bit of time going through some elements of, you know, our game as it currently stands, and some ideas and philosophies of where he wants to go. So, no, he certainly hit the ground running at 100 miles an hour.
I guess the other appointment we haven't spent a lot of time, and we haven't had the opportunity to talk to you about, was Paul Thomas. Just tell us how pleased you are to get Paul to the football club.
Yeah, another quality person, and I think behind the scenes, you know, Paul had been placing himself in a situation where he was keen to move into the coaching circles, and, you know, these opportunities only open up sort of occasionally, I guess, Bix, and he's done his level two, he's completed his level three, and he's been very proactive. He's completed his Masters of Coaching through the Griffiths University, and he was certainly in a position from a skill set to move into the development role that with Jared Cotton moving back to Norwood. And we just felt that, you know, he was a great appointment. you know, an opportunity for an SA and NFL. Great to further develop his coaching career at AFL level.
He will be an absolute asset and a diamond, that boy, make no mistake. Hey, did you have to ring Roy Laird?
No, I spoke to Granny.
They weren't happy, Nobes. Rightly
no,
so or not?
Sorry?
Rightly so. Did they have a grievance there?
Oh, I'm not sure, Roey. I mean, I'm not sure that you generally speak to too many employees when you're talking to people. We didn't ask him to come and play. It was more in the direction of where, his career was going. I spoke to Granny and said, look, yep, as a courtesy call, it was probably, fault on my part, but we certainly weren't trying to coax him into, coming and playing. It was more a career decision. And, we were just wrapped in the end that, he decided to make that decision and, left the game as one of their greats, I'm sure, six-time premiership player, 265 games, just a stalwart of SANFL football. And we just wrapped to have that type of quality person involved in our coaching group.
Now, you've got a few players in through the trade period. Mm. Menzel, Seedsman, Hampton and Gore all have to relocate. Are they in town yet?
Three of them are. Still waiting for one. Paul Seedsman had planned a trip OS, so he's in the States over with one of our previous rookies in Dylan Orville.
Okay.
So those two guys were off on a bit of a road trip over there. But, the other three guys have all started to both sort of be in through the state and then head back to Melbourne to start, or New South Wales, to get themselves organised with relocation. So, they've all started to get themselves in tune with where they're going, and also, just spoken to the high-performance guys in regards to their programs and bits and pieces. So they're all starting to take shape, Biggs.
Jason Ackermanis, was he seriously thought of?
I didn't speak to okay. Acker in that sense. Okay. No, so, and look, we understand that there's a lot of people that have got an interest in getting into the industry. We probably were a fair way down the path, Rowie, with where we'd place things at that point in time. So, he certainly at the early stages wasn't a consideration.
Yeah, whatever happened to our whispers with Simon McPhee? Who the hell's Simon McPhee, Nobes?
Well, I think the connection came through Pikey mentored Simon over when he was at Claremont. Yeah. So that would have been where that would have come from, I reckon, Roy.
Okay. Hey, the 1 to 4 year players are back November the 23rd. The entire squad's back December the 1. Have you got a camp organised between your new fitness bloke out there in Brady Burton and your new coach?
No, we haven't. There's not enough time.
Okay.
It's the two things that impacted from where we sit now. One is the soft cap. There's no doubt that does have a major impact on your capacity to fund those trips. And regardless of whether or not players pay for their own trip, there's an allocation of money that has to go into your soft cap. So that becomes simply just a budgetary consideration. And the other one is just the time frame. We've got, I think we've only got 3 weeks with the main guys, the five-plus-year guys. We've got 4 weeks before Christmas, and then you come back and, before you know it, mid to late February, we're into games. Mm. So it just doesn't... It's certainly not a long one, and certainly the overseas ones are really difficult, but there may be a chance for us to do a 2 or 3 day short one somewhere in the new year.
And the deadline passed today for the final list lodgements. So all the clubs have announced their final lists. Matthew Wright, is he a chance to be picked up again on the rookie list?
Yeah, it'd certainly be a consideration for us, Bix. We've made no secret that that would be an option for us going forward. Should he'd be comfortable and nothing else comes to hand. So, yeah, we'd certainly consider that.
And the other one, Alex Keith, we haven't spoken to you since he was added to the as a Category B rookie. A little bit of an unusual scenario. Still going to have some cricket commitments. How's that going to work?
Well, we're going to all go and watch him and see that he doesn't get too many runs to start with. But, I guess it was an opportunity for us to create a slightly different construction of how that Category B functioned. He had already committed, and we allowed him to be obligated to the situation with prospect, and he made that choice. He wanted to give cricket another opportunity, but certainly at his size, his skill set and his capacity to play with speed at his size was something that we didn't think, him coming over to this state and playing with Foss, we thought it was a great opportunity for us to, should he not work out with cricket, we'd